Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We would like once again to offer some general comments on Article 6, which aim to present the EU approach and our experience in addressing the substantive issues covered by Article 6 of the draft LBI, notably following the entry into force of the Due Diligence Directive on the 25th of July this year. With reference to Article 6.4, the requirement to ensure the practice of human rights due diligence through legally enforceable duties is enacted by the EU through the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, in line with the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. We consider human rights due diligence as a major instrument to ensure respect by companies for human rights and prevent their involvement in human rights abuses. The decision by the EU to adopt a mandatory due diligence framework is grounded in the recognition, based on experience and empirical data, that while voluntary due diligence frameworks make an important contribution, they are themselves not sufficient to bring about the necessary changes in business practices that lead to human rights abuse and adverse human rights impact. Therefore, mandatory due diligence is part of the smart mix of measures to tackle such abuses and impacts alongside other measures. Key elements of our mandatory regime include public enforcement of due diligence duties through independent supervisory authorities that are free from external influence, and this goes with reference to Article 6.3, as well as civil liability in case of non-compliance with a corresponding right of victims to compensation. The new Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive of the EU applies to large EU limited liability companies and partnerships and to large non-EU companies generating substantial turnover in the EU. The directive requires EU member states to ensure that such companies, companies in scope of the directive, conduct human rights, labor rights, and environmental due diligence by integrating due diligence into all corporate policies and risk management systems. In addition, in recognition of the dire impacts of climate change on human rights, companies in scope of this directive also have a legal obligation to adopt and put into effect a transition plan for climate change mitigation, which aims to ensure, through their best efforts, that the business model and strategies of the companies are compatible with a transition to a sustainable economy and with limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius in line with the Paris Agreement. With reference to Article 6.4D, the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive provides for mechanisms to ensure that measures are informed by inputs from stakeholders by mandating meaningful stakeholder engagement for key steps of the due diligence process, and also by requiring that companies provide effective notification mechanisms and complaint procedures. With respect to Article 6.4B and C, we would like to note that as part of gender and responsive approaches to due diligence, companies should pay special attention to any particular adverse impacts on individuals who may be at heightened risk due to marginalization, vulnerability, or other circumstances. Finally, companies must also monitor whether their necessary due diligence measures have been taken, periodically assess their effectiveness, and where appropriate, adapt and update them. They also have to publicly report on their due diligence efforts on an annual basis, which also leads me just to stress that beyond prevention, EU legislation also mandates transparency about the sustainability performance of companies. The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive entered into force in January 2023 and mandates detailed reporting for companies in scope on material sustainability issues, including with regards to human rights, the environment, and climate. Therefore, we would like to stress once again the importance of the inclusion of environmental concerns alongside human rights concerns for both the purposes of due diligence and reporting. Thank you.